This is Near FM
90.3.
I am delighted to be joined this morning from the Northside Partnership Gerard Nolan and Denise Smith. Good morning, ladies, and you are most welcome to the programme.
Good morning,
Tony. Look at that, a chorus of good mornings. What a beautiful way to start off a sunny Monday morning. Now, we're going to be talking about careers in mind, and I suppose it's pretty apt that I will be talking to former academic Alan Tuffrey about what people should expect when they take up college education, but that comes later in the programme. Gerard, I suppose we'll just do a recap. We have spoken before about careers in mind, but just give us, the pocketbook version of what it's about.
I will indeed. Again, Tony, thanks for having me on this morning. Delighted to be here. We, at Careers in Mind, we have a programme which is aimed for assisting women with returning to work or accessing education. Our next programme is actually starting next week, and we are looking forward to talking to women who may be considering a return to work, or they've been out of the workplace for a number of years, or they want to maybe do a course at this time. We all know what we've been through over the last year and a half, almost 2 years, with the pandemic. But maybe there are women out there listening who are saying, I think it's time for me, particularly now that their kids have gone back to school, or for women who, you know, have grown up children. Our programme will really help and support you around, you know, helping you build confidence. That's the main thing that we work with. We show you that you can look at options and find something that would be suitable for you at this stage in your life, whatever that is. And our team, between Magella, Simon, Pat and myself, we will work with you through all the different stages, from coaching. We will help you with CV development. We'll, you know, help you create a CV that you're really proud of and that will work in line with the types of jobs you may wish to pursue. And we'd also help you around interviews. There's a whole lot more I could say about that, but you might have more specific questions. That's a quick run through. Actually, Joni, if I can just add in as well, who, you know, the eligibility criteria at this point, so that we can get clear on that. So if there's any women listening who are on one parent family payment, women in asylum, women on carers allowance or carers benefit, women on disability allowance, or women on no payment. We don't work with anyone on job seekers allowance or job seekers benefit, and that's mainly because they're already taken care of and supported by the Department of Social Protection.
Excellent, because that was one thing actually that I was going to talk to you about, was the age limits, the upper age limit for people who can apply for the to the Careers in Mind programme.
Okay. So, yeah, like, we take anybody from 18 right up to 64, because we're looking for women who literally, as I said, they're looking for something to do. They want to reconnect with themselves, maybe become more self-aware and pursue something, you know, that is right for them at this stage, whether you're 18, 25, in your 30s or whatever, you know, but you're talking about upper age limits there. So we're looking at up to around 64. And to date, we've already facilitated only 5 programmes, and we've had a brilliant mix of, you know, young, like young girls, maybe 19, 21, right through all the ages, women in their 50s, late 50s, and they all come together so well. It's lovely to see the mix of wisdom and new bright ideas coming together as well. And to even watch each group as they form, it's, you know, we're creating a new network for women who might have been at home for a long time, or particularly, you know, with the pandemic, they find that they're disconnected. For them to come together, and the main benefit from the outset is that they've got a new network. They've got a whole new group of women, you know. So.
And Jill, can I come to you because I don't? Or sorry, Denise, can I come to you because I don't want you feeling to be frozen out here? Just tell us your story and how you, I suppose, maybe how you got to hear about it first and your experience then of attending.
Well, I actually heard it through, my son was picked for the Challenger programme with the Northside Partnership, and I took part in the STEPS programme, which is actually also in Careers in Mind, and Jill came in as a guest speaker. And as soon as I heard what, she literally had a 5 minute slot, and when I heard what she was, what the course was about, I was so interested. So I actually emailed Jill straight away. And I went on to it because I was in the middle of a career break. I had worked 12 years in retail and I took a career break. And I just thought, because my youngest is now in preschool, so I said it'd be a great opportunity to kind of upskill myself in what career path I wanted to take in. So I put myself forward then for the course. And
just before you go on, Denise, just before you go on, can I just ask you, were you... When you did sign up and saw what was involved, were you taken aback at, maybe even shocked, at what was on offer and the scope of the course?
100%. I went in open-minded, but I wasn't expecting of what I got back. The confidence building that I got, like the one-to-one coaches with you are just phenomenal. You walk away feeling 20 times better than you did when you got onto the phone call, and it was all through Zoom as well, which was kind of great for the likes of myself who had young kids at home at the time, and they were so great at your schedule and stuff like that. And then you do, like I done CV building with Magella, and my God, when she gives you back this piece of paper, you don't even think it's yourself that she's had to write them down. The stuff she pulls from just having one conversation with you, and she puts it down on paper, it's just amazing what you get from your CV building. It's great.
And it's an amazing thing, actually, and I've seen that done before. You know, when you sit down and talk to somebody and you think they're sort of doodling or whatever, and the next thing they hand you back a document and they say, well, that's everything you told me, but it's just worded in a different way. And all of a sudden you say, oh yeah, right, yeah. But it's something you would never have thought of yourself. And as you say, and quite rightly say, Denise, you don't recognise yourself, but yet everything that's there is factual and it's true.
That's exactly what Magella says. She says, I'm literally just putting down what you told me, but I'm wording it in a certain way. But I, like, when I looked at my CV, I said, my God, I'd hire her straight away because I was delighted with it. It was just great. The information, the wording she puts on it, she really highlighted everything that I'd done in my previous job through awards, education. It was just brilliant. But it's the whole course in general. Like, we do steps with Adrian, who is just a breath of fresh air. It's about taking a different way of life, looking at life in a different way, and how would you go about different scenarios, looking outside the box, really. And it was just, it's kind of left sitting, thinking, oh God, yeah, I would do it this way, but I've been doing it this way all my life. Not that you're doing it wrong, it just gives you a different perspective on how to deal with certain situations in life, which is great. So it's all about building yourself up for your next adventure in life, basically. It's great.
And I suppose, and I want to come to you in a second now, Ger, but I presume as well, Denise, that, you know, it's just something that struck me while you were talking there, that you spent a considerable portion of your life in retail. So you would have been in, we'll say for argument's sake, that sort of a bubble where you would have been sort of doing the same thing every day and more or less to a greater or lesser degree mixing with the same people every day. And you would have been thinking a certain way, and then you were taken out of that and put into a totally different environment. And you say, well, hold on, not everybody thinks the way that they all thought. Not everybody thinks the way I did. And it opens up your mind as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and it definitely does. It opens up and you're saying, okay, because I would have just said I was just in retail. But I obviously have so many experiences in retail, but then this gave you, like, you're listening to everybody's backgrounds, because the ladies that I met on the course were just phenomenal. They were all different ages, all different backgrounds, and they were just great. We gelled together so well. Even we would have loved to meet it in class, but because it was over Zoom, it was still great. We all had a great connection with each other, and you're meeting all these new people. So you're straight away, by meeting a new group of people, you're building your confidence straight away, because I was so nervous getting onto the Zoom. But you're just made comfortable. We had an introduction with Pat and Simon and Magella and Jay, and they just welcomed you with open arms. Like, there's no nervousness, there's no awkwardness. Everyone is just welcome. Everyone has a story. Everyone has a background, and we all just gel together so well. It was a great experience from start to finish.
And Jer, can I come back to you now again, please? The next, I suppose, instalment of Careers in Mind kicks off today, Monday the 13th. And I appreciate that we are in a slightly different, in fact, we're in a hugely different environment to the last time we spoke. And I think that the best way to put it is that we're in a sort of a transitory period now of change. So are we still going to stick with Zoom, or are we going to dip the toe in the water of returning to the classroom scenario?
Well, Tony, we thought this through, and we were saying we're going to stay online for this intake. So because the course runs for 8 weeks, we're not in a position to have big groups back in the building in line with public health and safety. So what we've decided is, because we have evidence that it did work online, that we're going to stick with the September course, where it's going to remain online. But as you've heard from Denise there, and my goodness, I'm so touched on behalf of the Careers in Mind team to hear. I know Denise gave us feedback, but what an advocate for the Careers in Mind programme. My goodness, so a breath of fresh air to listen to there. But just to say, yes, we're going to stay online for this course. And then maybe in the new year, January, we'll look at bringing smaller groups back in once it's safe to do so.
And with that in mind, Inger, can you actually cater for more people because you're doing it online? And or is there a specific number and you say, look, we can cater for 100, but that's not fair. We'll take so many at a time.
Yeah. So you're dead right there, Joni. We have greater capacity keeping it online. So for the group in September, we're in a position to take up to 20. And like, every participant will still get individual attention because of the flexibility of the course. We're well able to take care of a number like that. If we're in the building, you know, pre-pandemic, we were looking at 12 to 14 comfortably. So we're lucky now that we can take on, and we do have a couple of places left now, which is great for our course starting next Monday.
And the other thing as well, which, and I know you probably touched on it, Ger, but, you know, this isn't just doing a course for the sake of doing a course and putting in a couple of hours in the morning. You know, there are QQI qualifications that go along with this, and, you know, it's not something to do just for the sake of passing away an hour or two.
No, indeed. So some of the tangible takeaways from our course is not only your wonderful CV and your increase or booster to your confidence, there's also from just attending, by default, you get a Careers in Mind certificate of participation. That's the first thing, which is great. And the women are so proud of those. And then also they qualify for a QQI Level 3 Personal Effectiveness Award. So that's through the Learn with Nala. And we have Pat Kavanagh, our literacy tutor, who helps women submit their work that they've already done on the course online. It's an easy enough process to follow, but Pat is there. And again, even though we say we run this course over 3 mornings a week, the flexibility that we're able to offer is incredible, because some women will say, oh my God, I had a bad day with the kids today, and Pat might take them for a session to get their work submitted for QQI. It could be 7 in the evening. So we're really blessed that we do have the flexibility to do that. And we want to get that across today as well. And the women who have come before will notice that. And even when we look at the feedback and we evaluate it, we look and see that they say, you told me you were flexible. You told me you were supportive. but I could not believe that you were able to switch sessions around time and time again. But to get back to the qualification, yeah, they get their Careers in Mind Certificate of Participation, they get the QQI Level 3, and they also get a STEPS award as well from attending with Adrian Hayes as well. So that's lots of takeaways that they can put. You know, they straight away put on their CV that they've attended the course over the 8 weeks. They add on these new awards. And then also, not forgetting, they go on to do Dress for Success program when they've done our program with Careers in Mind.
And the other thing, Ginger, that I want to just briefly touch on is a lot of people listening this morning might be saying, well, I had a bad experience many years ago when I engaged with the educational system, and they'd be thinking maybe of their school days, and maybe they didn't do so well, and they may have difficulty, excuse me, reading or writing. There is no such thing as a barrier or a bar for any woman who wants to embark on this course.
100% on point. Absolutely. We have worked with women who say, oh, and we all do, we've all done it, we apologise, oh, I never did my Leaving Cert, I don't have a degree, I never went to college, I'm not as bright as others. All of these normal beliefs, I mean, you know, these are things that we all feel from time to time. We are able to explore those and turn them more into a strengths way of thinking. Like even with Northside Partnership, we're very much advantage thinking is at the centre of everything that we do. So we sit with individuals one-to-one, whether it's myself coaching them, as Denise referenced there, or whether they're doing a session with Simon or Pat or Magella. We reality check. We don't change your story. We don't say you have this, that and the other, if you don't. We make your story real, and we help you frame it so that it can empower you, that it's not holding you back. But let me tell you, most of the women, a high percentage of women that came to our program said, I need to tell you up front, I'm not educated, or I don't have this, I don't have that. It's not a barrier. We also have Paul Hayes, our education officer.
Know him well, decent man.
You know him well, don't you? I know you do. He absolutely will find opportunities for you to avail of training opportunities anywhere, whether it's further education, whether it's a day course. There's so many ways of getting, you know, journeys through into education. At this point, I can mention at the Careers in Mind program, we do have a small education bursary fund where we can help women who say, well, I'd love to do perhaps a train the trainer course, or I'd love to do a receptionist course, but I don't have the funds for that. We have a process where you can apply for help. Can't guarantee, we don't have the finances to pay for degrees. That's what Careers in Mind program, but nothing to stop you pursuing avenues with Paul Hayes, as I say. But with Careers in Mind, we have helped women already over the last couple of years access additional education, as we call it. And we'll take you from where you're at. We meet you where you are at now, and we'll help you move forward. Because every day is a school day, as we know. We're learning all the time, whether it's a two-hour session or, you know, a six-week course or a three-year degree. You know, everything, learning, you know, knowledge is power. So we do definitely encourage that, and we help you. We help you get there.
And I'd just like to remind our listeners that my guests are Ger Nolan from the Careers in Mind programme with the Northside Partnership, and Denise Smith, a past participant of that programme. And this, along with our other interviews, will be available later on our Listen Again service via podcast here on Near FM. So if you miss anything, and Ger will be giving the details at the end of the little chat about how you can get in contact and avail of this fabulous, fabulous service. Don't worry if you miss it. It'll be all on the podcast and you can listen back later on. Denise, simple question. How did this change your life?
It gave me so much confidence and it prepared me to, like, we done mock interviews, so it prepared me to get ready to go back into the working world. But it gave me the confidence as well to go back to college. I'm starting a course now in the evenings to go back and work as a receptionist, and then I'm doing a supervisory and management course in the new year. So I've just they just get me the confidence, get me that little push that I needed to get myself back and to completely change my career paths that I've been on, but also using the experiences that I had in the 12 years that I was working in retail to put that to good use as well. And I actually, the tips that I got from Magella and from when I done my mock interview kind of helped me in that way of going down this line in a profession.
And did you ever envisage prior to this that any of that world would open up to you?
No, because I didn't know what I was going to avail of. I didn't know what I was going to get out of this course. I knew what I was going to get with the steps because I had already previously done that with the Challenger program, but I didn't know the amount of support and backup and the phone calls that you'd get, the emails to check in, to make sure that you know exactly where you're going, what you're doing, and are you happy with the decision that you've made? Because I had originally wanted to become a carer. But after revising everything, talking to Jer, talking to Magella, I knew it wasn't for me. So I done a complete career change during this course, and I was supported 100% right the way through. It was phenomenal, the support that you get.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Denise, you have fairly well sold it to anybody listening this morning. Jer, before we part company on this occasion, I've absolutely no doubt we will be talking again during the course of the year, because it is a phenomenal programme, as indeed are all the programmes undertaken by the Northside Partnership and all the work they do up there. It is unbelievable the benefit that has accrued to the community as a result of the Northside Partnership and, as I said, the work they do. And again, before I forget it, a special thanks to Sarah Clossy for organising this interview, these interviews for me this morning. Jer, for people listening, women who are eligible, how do they go about it?
Okay, well, you can email us on CIM, which is short for Careers in Mind, so CIM@nspartnership.ie. You can phone us on the landline in Kilbarrick on 8320995, or you can ring me on my mobile on 087-629-6540. You can also visit northsidepartnership.ie, the website. It's there. It has all the different, as you referenced there, all the different programs, Donny, because what I wanted to say as well today is we offer a holistic approach to anybody that does our courses. So when you do Careers in Mind and want to dress for success, we also expose you to brilliant programs like Money Made Sense and Healthy Food Made Easy. So they're the main ways to contact us. And honestly, as Denise said, you may be there, you know, worried, oh, I don't know how to access online, or you mentioned Zoom, etc. There, we will help you get on Zoom. We will, you know, mobilize you to be able to access our program, and we cannot wait to work with you.
That's CIM at NSP Partnership, all one word, .ie, 087-629-6540. We'll put you straight through to the lovely Jer. Or the landline is 01-832-0995. And as the song in the James Bond film goes, when it comes to it, the Northside Partnership, nobody does it better. Jer Nolan from Careers in Mind with the Northside Partnership. Jer is the coordinator of that programme and a past participant and definitely a beneficiary of it, Denise Smith. Girls, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It has been a revelation. Thank you so much indeed.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thanks a million, Donny. Take care.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Oh, what absolutely wonderful, wonderful work they do up there in the Northside Partnership there. To be applauded for the work they do for the community.
This is Near FM
90.3.